Well, as Robin mentioned, Congress is back today from its 4th of July recess, and the focus is back on health care. Senate Republicans seem to be even further apart on health care than they were before, and some moderate Republicans are saying the bill is likely dead. For more now on where we go from here, Julie Rovner joins us. She's chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Hi there, Julie.
Hey, Meghna.
So, first of all, just to get the numbers straight, Senate Republicans can only afford to lose two Republican votes if they want to pass their health care reform bill. How far are they from that? I mean, do we know?
They seem to be getting farther from that. There are indeed 52 Republican senators. So if they lose two, they would have 50. Vice President Pence could theoretically break a tie. And we know that the problem is that there are members on the more moderate members. I won't call them members on the left, and more conservative members who are unhappy with the bill for different reasons. And there seem to be at this point at least nine who have said that they can't vote for the bill, at least in its current form.
At least nine. OK, so yes. Given that, what do you expect to have happen this week?
Well, we know that the bill is not going to remain in its current form. We also know that Senate Majority Leader McConnell sent off some ideas to the Congressional Budget Office to have them scored to find out how much they would cost and what they would do to the insurance market and how many people would gain or lose health insurance. And we expect to hear back from that very shortly, today or tomorrow. There are a couple of other things that would have to happen before this bill could go to the floor. And I think only after senators sort of see what the impact of some of these changes are might they then say, okay, we can vote for this, or no, this is still not good enough.
Okay. So in its current form, however, the CBO has estimated that approximately 22 million Americans could lose their health insurance under the current plan again. And I think it's not too much of a hyperbole to say that this isn't a terribly popular bill, right? I mean, I'm looking at one poll from NPR and PBS NewsHour and Marist that came out just before the recess showing that only 17% of Americans approved of the Senate health care bill.
Now, yes, there was another.
Go ahead. Go, no, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I said there was another poll that showed only 12% approved of it.
Oh, even lower. Okay. So many of the senators are, you know, they heard from their constituents before coming back to Washington. I mean, what do you think they heard from voters?
Well, we know a lot of Republicans did not do sort of the normal town hall meetings that they would do during a congressional recess, although there were a number of July 4th events. We saw Dean Heller, a prominent moderate, you know, riding down in a parade on a horse, which was probably a good way to keep at least some of his constituents at bay. But from the few members, Republicans who had town meetings, you know, basically they were, you know, hammered over this bill, what it might mean, particularly in rural areas, to people not just who have Medicaid health coverage, but to hospitals in rural areas and their ability to keep their doors open. This was exactly what Senator McConnell did not want to have happen. He did not want there to be a recess with this hanging out, because indeed exactly what happened was what was predicted, that people who don't like it come forward in droves to complain.
Mm. Now, for years, repeal and replace was such a rallying cry for Republicans. But it seems as if we're drifting to either repeal flat out. I mean, I'm seeing that some Republicans are saying that. Just do that. Just a repeal with no kind of replacement. Or I'm seeing that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell here is floating the idea of possibly working with Democrats to stabilize Obamacare. I mean, these are two completely different polls here. So what's going on?
That's right. We're starting to hear the third R word, which is repair. And we're starting to hear that come out of Republicans' mouths, which I don't think anybody predicted back at the beginning of the year. But you have this really fundamental ideological problem. And I know that Senator Toomey said last week is that we didn't come together on a bill because we didn't think Trump would win. But I wrote a story 3 years ago about how fundamentally divided Republicans are on health care. So you've got, you know, a bunch of Republicans who want no part of this, and a bunch of Republicans who really don't want to repeal it. And it's going to be extremely hard to bring them together. That's sort of the difficulty that Majority Leader McConnell faces, is that he's got maybe 20 or 30 sort of solid votes who know that they promised to do this. But he's got 5 or 10 on each wing who are fundamentally at odds with what the 5 or 10 on the other wing want to do.
Mm. So you mentioned President Trump there. And of course, he tweeted today, quote, "I cannot imagine that Congress would dare to leave Washington without a beautiful new health care bill fully approved and ready to go." But Julia, I just got to ask you, if this critical week for health care doesn't yield a Republican bill that gets passed, what does that mean? We just got a couple seconds here. Does that mean that the effort to repeal, replace, repair, whatever, Obamacare is just over?
I think it would be much harder if they can't do it before the end of this work period, which would be the end of the month.
Okay. Well, Julie Rovner, she's chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News, bringing us up to speed on what Senate Republicans face regarding their efforts to fix healthcare in the United States. Julie, thank you as always.
My pleasure.